Hello and welcome back to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. I'm your host Shraddha Sharma, and let's start with the top updates around a COVID-19 vaccine. We know India has kickstarted the nationwide coronavirus vaccination drive, and over 2.25 lakh people have been vaccinated in 2 days. 447 out of these have reported adverse reaction. To be precise, 2,24,301 individuals have been vaccinated so far. 17,000 were vaccinated on Sunday is what Health Ministry has said. And, there were 3,000 vaccination sites. The target was of 3 lakh, over 2 lakh vaccinated. But out of these 447 adverse, symptoms, they are mild. It includes mild swelling, mild fever, nausea. But 3 people required hospitalization. So the Health Ministry has basically advised the state to only keep 4 days for vaccination every week. This is in order to, avoid disruption of normal healthcare services, everyday services. With that, vaccination export may start in 2 weeks, is what CEO of Serum Institute, Adar Poonawalla, has said. But he has also said that export will only start once local demand has been met. Let's come to UK. UK's vaccination manufacturing and supply is not as good as it was expected, is what officials are saying. So there are changes in the production of Pfizer, and they call it that the supply has been a bit lumpy and it is not as good as it was previously hoped. But who will be the first in line to get the COVID vaccine in the UK? Well, the government's Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunization has said that they are prioritizing elderly care home residents and their caretakers to be, one of the priority list, because of the risk of exposure to the virus is higher among this group. And because there is high mortality rate that is correlated with older age. So they are basically prioritizing people who are above 80 years of age, if they are frontline health and social care workers, so they'll be the first in line. Next will be those who are 75 and above, and then those who are 70 and above, plus clinically vulnerable individuals will also come in this stage of, with comorbidity, is what UK is planning to do. Apart from that, let's come to Brazil. It has cleared emergency use authorization of Sinovac and AstraZeneca vaccine. They will begin the shots of these two vaccines. So we are basically getting this report of clearing the way for vaccinations as the country basically entered a second deadly wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. And, soon this decision was taken. Even the president, Jair Bolsonaro, is a coronavirus skeptic. He has been, globally known to underplay the pandemic and refuse to take a vaccine himself, is now under growing pressure to start the vaccination drive in the country. With that, let's come to the top updates from India. India has recorded the lowest COVID-19 deaths in 8 months. That's some good news. So 145 new fatalities were recorded. It is the lowest in 8 months as per the Health Ministry. The total caseload is over 1.5 crore, and 145 new deaths in the past 24 hours. There are a total of over 13,788 infections reported in 1 day. And if you look at the total death toll, it's over 1,52,000. This was updated today morning, but also the good news is that the recoveries have crossed the 1 crore mark. There are over 1.02 crore recoveries. So now the total recoveries exceed active COVID cases by over 1 crore. So that is some good news there, that we are talking about numbers of a number of people vaccinated per day against, a number of infections or number of deaths that we were previously reporting. Meanwhile, in corporate India, steel companies are engaging with vaccine makers for bulk supply for employees. So the first COVID-19 vaccine shots in India were given on Saturday. We know nearly 2 lakh frontline healthcare and sanitary workers, were received the vaccine. It is the world's largest inoculation drive against the pandemic, and now steel producing companies are in line drawing up plans to vaccinate their employees so that, you know, offices and plants and sites can go back to their previous capacity and open up. So the domestic steel makers include Tata Steel, Nippon Steel India, Rashtriya Ispat Nigam. So all of these are, you know, continuing to support the government in the nation wide drive is what they have said. And they will wait till vaccines are available for corporates. Meanwhile, Amitabh Bachchan's voice from, the caller tune for COVID-19 awareness has been removed, is what Delhi High Court has said. So a petitioner had said basically that removal of the voice should be, taken forward on the ground that the actor himself, along with his, family members, was infected by the virus, and this plea was heard and now acted upon. UP police has lodged FIR against misleading pamphlets on COVID-19 vaccine shots. So the pamphlets that we are talking about were immediately seized and FIR was lodged. The people are still unknown, but the vaccine shots were, basically the pamphlets were trying to spread rumors about the ingredients of the vaccine. With that, report is coming from Uttar Pradesh, where a ward boy has died after taking the vaccine shot. He was a 46-year-old man who worked as a ward boy in the district hospital in Moradabad in Uttar Pradesh, has died one day after receiving the vaccine shot. He complained of chest congestion and breathlessness before death. And the reports that is coming from the chief medical officer of the district, as per reports, is that the death is unrelated to vaccination. And according to the reports, the ward boy, identified as Mahipal Singh, was vaccinated on January 16th. He basically got the COVID vaccine shot. He attended his night duty. And then on 17th January, he felt breathlessness and complained of chest congestion. This is as per Moradabad's chief medical officer, who said this was the details that was given. And the CMO also said that we are inquiring into the reasons of the death, and there will be a post-mortem done, and it does not seem to be a reaction to the vaccination. So that's a clarification that has come from the medical officers. And pharma companies are also, turning to insurance policies to cover adverse effects liabilities. So we move towards ensuring insurance protection. As the government has basically begun this nationwide vaccination drive, it has clarified that drug manufacturers would be held liable for adverse effects arising due to COVID-19 vaccine, same as with any other vaccine or drug. So vaccine manufacturers have ensured appropriate insurance cover for liability ahead of the drive and ahead of the immunization drive on other days, because on an average states are actually conducting vaccination 4 days a week, and most companies have sought product liability policies to protect themselves from these lawsuits if they may come, in addition to the clinical trial liability insurance that was taken during the vaccine trial phases. Indian Embassy in China has said that, ahead of the Republic Day flag hoisting ceremony, it will be restricted because of the COVID-19 measures that are in place. So every year, a large number of Indians in Beijing and the nearby provinces attend this flag hoisting ceremony on the Republic Day and Independence Day at the embassy. But this year it will be different because of the COVID-19 restrictions, and the current scenario doesn't allow this celebration. With that, let's come to updates from around the world on the pandemic. Japan PM has vowed to press ahead with Olympics despite the increased number of cases of the virus. So he has said that ahead of the preparations of the Tokyo Olympics that are scheduled for this summer, there is public opposition that the infection cases are rising and it should be postponed or cancelled. But there has been heightened scrutiny after his administrative and reform minister basically told Reuters last week that games may not go ahead as planned And he was the first cabinet member to voice doubt over the Tokyo Olympics. But, you know, there was only speculations, but, you know, 80% of Japanese believe the Olympics, that is already postponed by a year because of the pandemic, should be delayed again or cancelled entirely. But, you know, in a parliamentary session, PM said that we will press ahead with the preparations, with determination of building watertight anti-infection measures and holding an event that can bring hope and courage to the world, is what he has said. Germany has meanwhile planned more tests and sequencing to deal with new coronavirus strain. So Germany's health minister has said that new measures will be needed to slow down the spread of the new, more infectious variants of the coronavirus, reported Reuters. It includes health checks, even for cross-border commuters, and basically intensified gene sequencing of virus samples. So in the future, health labs will have to sequence 5% of the samples they collect while screening for the coronavirus to check if they match any of the strains that were identified in UK or South Africa, or if there is any new strain that is emerging in Germany. With that, China's systematically prevented probe into COVID-19 origins is what US has said, as WHO team has begun the work. So reports are suggesting that the United States State Department has released a fact sheet. It is basically on the activity of Institute of Virology in China's Wuhan, the city which was the epicenter of the pandemic last year. So in the fact sheet, the State Department has accused the Chinese government of systematically preventing a transparent and thorough investigation, into the origins. And it is also said that the Communist Party of China has basically, spread disinformation and has deceived the world on the origins. It has, you know, the sheet actually draws three parts about illnesses inside the Wuhan lab, the research there, and also the secret military activity in the institute. So there are a lot of accusations and research done by the US. Meanwhile, Australia is unlikely to fully reopen borders in 2021 as COVID-19 cases slide. So Australia has actually managed to keep the coronavirus situation better than many other nations. They have targeted lockdowns, they have high rates of testing and contact tracing, and reported zero local COVID-19 cases on January 18th. But it might not open its doors to international travelers fully this year, even as most of the population is vaccinated against the coronavirus. The head of the department said on Monday, when this decision was taken and zero local cases were recorded, but they are still looking at potential adverse effects of the Pfizer vaccine. We know that in Norway, there was reported a small number of deaths in old people who received the shot, and there is still investigation going on if it was, because of the vaccination. With that, 72 tennis players will have to, stay in lockdown after virus cases were found on the flight. So the number of players in hard quarantine are now 72 ahead of the Australian Open. It is after the fifth positive coronavirus test that was found in the charter flight that was actually carrying the players and the coaches, is what media reports suggest. That means they won't be allowed to leave their hotel rooms. They will be under strict quarantine for 14 days, creating two-speed preparation period for the tournament. So other players in less rigorous quarantine will be allowed to practice for 5 hours daily, is what reports suggest. With that, we are winding up this session of the Coronavirus Essential Podcast. Thanks for tuning in today. But for all other news and updates, stay logged on to Money Control website and app. See you tomorrow.